Environmentalists are calling on New York State to end fossil fuel subsidies. In letters recently delivered to Governor Andrew Cuomo and other officials, the activists press for enacting a bill to require public disclosure of fossil fuel-related tax expenditures and eliminating subsidies within 5 years, allowing for some legislative exemptions on a case-by-case basis. They argue that New York continues to fund the fossil fuel industry despite a landmark law that requires a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions in just 10 years. Liam Smith is a freshman at Middlebury College who serves as co-director of government affairs for the New York Youth Climate Leaders.
Our letter reads the following. In the middle of an unprecedented fiscal shortfall, unnecessary subsidies are harmful to the people of New York State. While some subsidies are necessary to the health of the New York economy, subsidizing industries that damage our future and climate is fiscally and morally irresponsible. When draconian cuts are being made to essential public services such as Medicaid and education, spending more than $1.5 billion every year on the fossil fuel industry is an outrageous and unconscionable waste of money. That money could be better used to help cover the budget shortfalls New York State is experiencing in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic.
The measure passed the Senate in August, and it currently sits in the Assembly Government Operations Committee. Connor Bambrick, Director of Climate Policy at Environmental Advocates New York, says the bill will take a hard look at all the various exemptions out there.
Like sales tax exemptions for heating fuels, or the tax cap on gasoline that's currently in place. Exemptions and caps that are currently costing the state hundreds of millions of dollars. And this legislation will require the governor to make thoughtful decisions on which of these exemptions should be retired or sunsetted, and which ones may need to stay in place for a little while longer while we figure out how to end them equitably to make sure our lower income households throughout the states aren't suffering disproportionately for policies that have just been in place way too long.
New York City Democratic Senator Liz Krueger, who chairs the Finance Committee, is lead sponsor of the Senate counterpart to A257C.
We're talking about $1.5 billion of expenditures in our tax policies that we have written into law over decades with no one ever even looking at them again twice, where we are actually saying we want to incentivize certain activities, so we're going to give you tax deductions. Why in the 21st century would anyone imagine it's a good idea to incentivize, give an extra push to use fossil fuels? That is just completely counterintuitive to everything we're trying to do in environmental policy. So no, ending subsidies won't end all use of fossil fuels, but why the heck would we use our taxpayer dollars to incentivize their use in the 21st century?
The activists say the onus is on committee chair Assemblyman Kenneth Zebrowski to move the bill forward when session resumes in January. Zebrowski, a Democrat from the Lower Hudson Valley's 96th District, says he is committed to getting something done on this bill.
I do 100% agree with the what I believe to be the main focus of the bill, which is ensuring that New York State is not giving any tax credits to major fossil fuel producers. So I think that as we get towards the new session, we're committed to finding a path forward on this bill and making sure that New York is doing everything possible to move towards renewable energy and to make sure that we're doing everything possible to clean up our environment.
Governor Cuomo's spokesman, Rich Azzopardi, said in a statement, quote, "New York under this governor has passed the most far-reaching climate change bill in the nation, and to the extent that additional legislation is needed, we will review it." Dave Lucas, WAMC News.